Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. Joining me today is Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
And John Ramos.
Hello.
Hey, my goodness. Here we are. Big shout out to Christian Television Network audience around the nation and around the world. Our radio audience and the Gulf Coast.
Yes.
Every day, Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. We're so honored to be there with our sponsors and our partners in your living room every single weekday. And so make sure you catch us there. If you don't catch us on the radio, we're going to be in your living room talking to you, hopefully giving you a light perspective.
I mean, we've said it, you know, so many times that it's the word, it's God's word, and we have to abide with God. When you're hearing that from George Barna stats that only 19% of believers are actually in the word of God, and only 3% find that it's their spiritual responsibility, their own spiritual responsibility for their own spiritual development, we're in trouble. The word of God, we need to return back to the true foundation. He goes on to say that even as far as we have drifted from morality and religion, yet and still over 90% of Americans still believe in God, and over 65% claim to be born-again Christians. If these are awakened, we could yet survive. We would still need to do a lot of work to restore what has been consumed in our foundations, but that would be much better than losing the entire house.
So you think about it, it makes me think now what God just said to Steve Hill, what's taking place and preparing for it. And God showed him it's a spiritual avalanche, and he wrote it out in a book. We want to be able to hear this warning now because it lines up with what we're hearing, and he just heard this. So we want you to listen to a spiritual avalanche, this warning that came from Steve Hill at the point of it. Listen to this. Many are deeply troubled over the condition of their church and the critical compromise of our culture. Something must be done. The vision you're about to hear has been released in writing. The response, the worldwide response, is overwhelming. Now, with ears to hear, please allow this word from the Lord to give you clear instruction for the perilous years ahead.
The spiritual avalanche that could kill millions. This is coming to you from a man who has just passed through the valley of the shadow of death. Since my close call with eternity just a short while ago, everything has become clearer. I can hear his whisper. Unabated obedience has become my mandate. That is why I'm writing this word from the Lord. Recently, after enjoying quality time with Jesus, I was surprised by an alarming vision. I saw a massive, majestic mountain covered in glistening snow. It reminded me of the Matterhorn in the Swiss Alps. Its peaks were sparkling white, and I was amazed by God's attention to detail. It was so realistic, I wanted to go skiing. But I sensed that there was more that the Holy Spirit was about to reveal. As I closed my eyes, I was in a winter wonderland, bustling with thousands of vacationers. The ski lodge, condos, hotels, and cabins were at full capacity at this popular resort. Day quickly turned to night as the skiers, snowboarders, and sports enthusiasts were settling in. Anticipation grew as the snow began to fall. Everyone headed to bed believing tomorrow would be a day of sheer enjoyment on freshly covered slopes. For an avid skier, the exhilaration of being the first one to race down a new blanket of snow is a dream come true. Throughout the night, winter storms dropped several feet of new snow on the slopes. The night ski patrol was put on full alert. Their mission was clear. With the potential of killer avalanches, they took to their posts. I began to weep as the vision continued to unfold along with its spiritual application. The ski patrol operated like a well-trained platoon. Some boarded helicopters manned with small bombs. Others jumped on snowmobiles loaded with handheld explosive devices. What seemed to be a strategic group of sharpshooters were stationed at the base, maneuvering anti-tank weapons aimed at the snow-covered peaks. They fired their weapons at strategic points in the avalanche zone to force avalanches before the snow accumulated to a life-threatening depth. Left unchecked, the accumulation of heavy, dense snow packed on top of lighter snow could easily slide down with incredible speed and force, resulting in enormous damage and loss of life. The Lord began to speak. I trembled. The fresh new snow represented the false teaching that is steadily falling on the ears of the body of Christ. It has been and is a heavy snowfall. The skiers represented believers and non-believers, trusting the resort for a safe and memorable experience. As Christians, we have been warned to be sober and vigilant. 1 Peter 5:8. However, the present awe-inspiring teachings have lulled many into a deeper sleep. The layers upon layers of snow have been steadily covering the solid traditional truth of Christ. The truth is that foolish teaching in these days will become so fashionable, even the most dedicated believer could become deceived. Matthew 24:24. It's happening before our eyes. One spiritual leader said the other day, "You guys are old-fashioned holiness. We are modern-day grace. You live in bondage while we can do anything we want." Pastors and teachers worldwide have succumbed to heretical teachings, including universal reconciliation, deification of man, challenging the validity of the Word of God, including His judgments, and even lifting any boundaries, claiming His amazing grace is actually amazing freedom. You are free to live according to your own desires. Sound familiar? They had no king and did what was right in their own eyes. Judges 17:6. These popular self-proclaimed ministers of the gospel are covering the slopes and will be held accountable for the spiritual death of millions. Just as a ski patrol did in this vision, those who are aware of what's happening must take swift and accurate action. Their weapons of warfare must be aimed at the peaks and the avalanche terrain to dispel the lies. Apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers must be willing to drop spiritual bombs, fire anti-heresy missiles, and even drive into the danger zones armed with explosive truth to confront this avalanche. The generals of this generation must leave the war room and put their years of experience on the front line. Friend, I humbly encourage you to heed this vision and take it before the Lord. I've written it just as it was given. My responsibility is to share with the body of Christ His words to me. The ears that hear and the hands that obey are out of my control. This is not just Steve Hill telling a story. Most of what the Lord shares with me is personal and remains in my heart. But I sincerely believe that this is a warning for this hour. Satan is snowing the saints, but it can be stopped. In the vision, I heard explosions. I saw dedicated Christian soldiers scrambling to do anything it took to bring down this avalanche before devastation occurred. One of the most powerful weapons we possess to combat this onslaught is the tongue. Let God set yours ablaze by preaching all the words in red. If we take action now, the result will be a tearing down of false teaching and a remaining layer of solid, God-given, biblical instruction that will save the lost, heal the sick, and strengthen Christians to do the true work of the ministry.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
There are seasons that most of us experience in marriage. This is John Fuller with Focus on the Family Minute, and Patricia Ashley vividly describes a difficult time in her marital relationship.
When I say it was dead, I mean that I didn't love my husband. I didn't hate him. I wasn't glad to see him come. I wasn't glad to see him go. It didn't make a difference what time he came in or if he came in at all. Yeah, do y'all, that's dead, huh? No feeling.
Well, Patricia went on to share how God brought a spark of life to her marriage as she and her husband prayed, and he gave them hope to begin working on their relationship. And now they're celebrating 43 years of marriage. You can hear all of Patricia's inspirational message today at focusonthefamily.com/radio.
I want to be able to tell you, if you haven't yet heard, that you can go to VFNTV.com and sign up for our newsletter. It's called The Torch. As a matter of fact, you're probably seeing it on your screen right now. You go right to the front page of the VFN Torch, and you click on, you see in the upper right-hand corner? You click on sign up for the newsletter, and there it is. You can sign up. You see the flame burning right there. Fill out your information here. Push submit, and boom, every single week you will receive a newsletter with that week's program sliced up. Think about it. Sliced up segments that, you know, whatever segments to you. I want to make sure you do that because we work extra hard to make sure that you can get it ever how you need to be able to get it. And because listen, if only 9% in 2009 had a biblical worldview, in other words, they had a light, L-I-G-H-T, perspective of the world, it's a lot less than that now. Mm-hmm. And with hearing the light of God's, you know, it's not enough to know the news, you need to know what to do with the news you know. To have that light perspective of what's going on, it's going to help you have a biblical worldview of your decision-making, of why you're going to get married or why you're going to need to stay married or why you need to have family or why you need to pay taxes, why you need to function. I mean, we got to move past that. And one thing we can do that is by signing up for The Torch and getting it sent to you every single week. Every single week. And in that, it has the offers and things that are going on as well.
Pat, you know the great thing about all of our VFN Radio listeners is that so many of them are connecting to us on Facebook. You know, we have a Facebook page. You may be listening today. You may not be aware, but we do. And you can go to facebook.com/VFNTV, or you can go to our VFNTV.com and click Facebook. Be a part. Like us. Tell your friends to like us. We're creating a virtual stadium where everyone can connect and be a part and get fresh updates on everything that happens that day on the program. Don't forget, go to VFNTV.com and click Facebook.
God, the creator of the universe, loves you. He has a plan for your life. He wants to walk with you and make his heart known to you. He wants to forgive you of where you failed and you made mistakes, where things came to an end and you think there's no hope. There's hope. There's hope in Jesus Christ. That God is wanting you to meet him. He's not far from you, but he had to make a way for you to get to him. And he did that through his son, Jesus Christ. Listen, you've got to meet Father God. Jesus came for one reason. He came for this reason all, to make the Father known. That's our ministry to you. We want to make the Father known to you through his Son, Jesus Christ. We shared a couple of our stories. We didn't share everything, but you know, the ones that we did share, we're just trying to tell you that we're just like you, you know, and maybe worse, you know, that we needed God, you know, that I was going the way of the world. I was lost. I looked for love in all the wrong places. I ended up on a dead end street, all those different things that, you know, you go through in your life. You run after, you know, wealth and things and geographical locations and people and all that. And it just ends with the same, probably worse, because now you have all these things that you went to that just left you high and dry and ashamed and all that. Let me tell you something. God loves you. God's got a plan for your life. He's made a way that he can forgive you, cleanse you, and all of those wrongs and all that sin.
You're listening to VFN Radio.
From you through his
Son, Jesus
Christ.
Where we're keeping the conversation light.
Listen, he wants to know you.
L-I-G-H-T.
Are you ready to know him?
Light.
You've got to meet him.
With your host, Greg Lancaster.
Meet my... You're listening to Steve Hill. And a vision that he just had, like December of 2012, January 2013, when he began to share it. And now this whole year, he's delivering it. And he has a book out. You can go to the VFN Torch and you could see Spiritual Avalanche. That is, listen, we're all hearing this. Listen, this is what God says. And we're going to have a break and come right back. And we're going to continue. A new day is going to dawn after this. But there's hope, but we got to do right towards our Father. We're going to have to honor. If I'm your Father, where's my honor is what he says in Malachi. And what Jesus said about the religious folk, the Pharisees and the Sadducees, he says, yeah, you're listening to your father all right, the father of lies. See, if we're following, he's talking about Satan as the father of lies, then we got to make our choice who we're going to listen to, who we're going to follow. And if you're following God, then Jesus is the master, the Lord, the leader, the king of your life. We're right in the middle of sharing a prophetic word from Rick Joyner, Morningstar Ministries, and we're about to talk about a new day will dawn, but I first feel led that you need to hear David Wilkerson about anguish. Listen, if we're not broken over the condition, then that means there's not a mark on us that God would keep us in the storm, but if you're broken over it, and some of you've been broken, you were broken at a point in time, and finally you just got tired of being broken because nobody else was broken about it, so you decided not to be broken. But that was the moment you decided not to have a mark on you, a protection that he talks about in his word in Ezekiel. That he comes down and those that are brokenhearted over the condition of his people, then he will actually, you're having the heart of God with that.
Yeah.
And so he will actually, you know, protect you in what's about to come. Listen to this word, and then we're going to go and talk about, but we need to have an anguish over a fire underneath America and the things that we're hearing, these prophetic words, and the fall of the economy that we can turn now. And the key is you first have to be sorrowful for the condition. Listen, this is David Wilkerson, Call to Anguish.
And I look at the whole religious scene today, and all I see are the inventions and ministries of man and flesh. It's mostly powerless. It has no impact on the world. And I see more of the world coming into the church and impacting the church rather than the church impacting the world. I see the music taking over the house of God. I see entertainment taking over the house of God. An obsession with entertainment in God's house, a hatred of correction and a hatred of reproof. Nobody wants to hear it anymore. Whatever happened to anguish in the house of God? Whatever happened to anguish in the ministry? It's a word you don't hear in this pampered age. You don't hear it. Anguish means extreme pain and distress. The emotion so stirred that it becomes painful. Acute, deeply felt inner pain because of conditions about you, in you or around you. Anguish. Deep pain. Deep sorrow. Agony of God's heart. We've held on to our religious rhetoric in our revival talk, but we've become so passive. All true passion is born out of anguish. All true passion for Christ comes out of a baptism of anguish. You search the scripture and you find that when God determined to recover a ruined situation, he would share his own anguish for what God saw happening to his church and to his people. And he would find a praying man and he would take that man and literally baptize him in anguish. You find it in the book of Nehemiah. Jerusalem is in ruins. How is God going to deal with this? How is God going to restore the ruin? Now folks, look at me. Nehemiah was not a preacher. He was a career man. But this was a praying man. And God found a man who would not just have a flash of emotion, not just some great sudden burst of concern, and then let it die. He said, no, I broke down, and I wept, and I mourned, and I fasted. And then I began to pray night and day. Why didn't these other men, why didn't they have an answer? Why didn't God use them in restoration? Why didn't they have a word? Because there was no sign of anguish, no weeping, not a word of prayer. It's all ruin. Does it matter to you today? Does it matter to you at all that God's spiritual Jerusalem, the church, is now married to the world? That there's such a coldness sweeping the land? Closer than that, does it matter about the Jerusalem that's in our own hearts? The sign of ruin that's slowly draining spiritual power and passion, blind to lukewarmness, blind to the mixture that's creeping in. That's all the devil wants to do, is get the fight out of you and kill it. So you won't labor in prayer anymore. You won't weep before God anymore. You can sit and watch television and your family go to hell. Let me ask you, is what I just said convicted you at all? There's a great difference between anguish and concern. Concern is something that you, the biggest interest in. You take an interest in a project or a cause or a concern or a need. I'm going to tell you something I've learned over all my years, 50 years of preaching. If it is not born in anguish, if it has not been born by the Holy Spirit, where when you saw and heard of the ruin, that drove you to your knees, took you down into a baptism of anguish where you began to pray and seek God. I know now. Oh my God, do I know it. Until I'm in agony. Until I have been anguished over it. And all our projects, all our ministries, everything we do. Where are the Sunday school teachers that weep over kids they know are not hearing and they're going to hell? You see, a true prayer life begins at the place of anguish. You see, if you set your heart to pray, God's going to come and start sharing your heart, his heart with you. Your heart begins to cry out, oh God, your name is being blasphemed. The Holy Spirit's being mocked. The enemy is out trying to destroy the testimony of the Lord's faithfulness, and something has to be done. There's going to be no renewal, no revival, no awakening until we're willing to let him once again break us. Folks, it's getting late and it's getting serious. Please don't tell me you're concerned when you're spending hours in front of internet or television. Come on. Lord, there's somebody to get this altar and confess. I am not what I was. I am not where I'm supposed to be. God, I don't have your heart or your burden. I wanted it easy. Didn't want to be happy. But Lord, true joy comes. True joy comes out of anguish. There's nothing of the flesh will give you joy. I don't care how much money, I don't care what kind of new house there is. Absolutely nothing physical could give you joy. It's only what is accomplished by the Holy Spirit when you obey him and take on his heart. Build the walls around your family. Build the walls around your own heart.
will make you strong and impregnable against the enemy. God, that's what we desire.
You're listening to David Wilkerson, A Call to Anguish. Listen, these days that we were telling you about and talking to you about, why aren't we broken over them?
Yeah.
Why are you okay with a deceived church, a false doctrine, a 81% of professed believers not even reading their Bible, and the 19% that are reading it, only 3% of those are concerned about their heart while they're reading it. So that some, the others are just reading it for knowledge and information. With 80% of those regular churchgoers, which is once every 2 weeks, says that worship is about them and not about God. When 97% of regular church attenders are robbing God, like Achan, of his tithes and offerings, according to George Barna. Why aren't we anguished? Why aren't we anguished with broadcasting the gospel of grace while we're living in hell? Why are we okay with carnivals and parties and bands when nobody hears the voice of the Lord? Why are we okay with not hearing the voice of the Lord? Why don't you want to hear what God has to say? Why aren't we in anguish over the condition? Because hell is real, and everyone who does not turn will burn. And that's what this word is about.
Yeah.
It's a false doctrine that tells you that you can live like the devil and end up with God.
Yeah.
It's a false doctrine. It's a false doctrine. You can't live like the devil, date the devil, marry the devil, and think that you're the bride of Christ. I don't care what prayer you said. I don't care what school you went to at one time. The truth is, you can walk away from the faith. But let me tell you something. Once you get that understanding, now you know what you got to do is turn back.
That's right.
To your first love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's called deception.
Yes.
It's called deception. You've been deceived.
And we talked about it yesterday. Remember, we talked about what Jesus was talking about in Matthew 24. Many will be deceived.
That's right. Anguish.
Yes. Lord, give us anguish.
Yes. Lord, baptize us. Baptize us with anguish, God. Yes. Baptize us with anguish.
Do what you got to do what God's called you to do. And the day he's called you to do it, risk everything, because it will cost you everything.
Everything.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
The day of Pentecost came. They were all together in one place. This is so important because God showed me, he's telling me that America needs another Azusa Street. And there's a lot of key ingredients to Azusa Street, and the church is missing it right now, lots of it. But the one ultimate key ingredient before all the other ingredients came is the power of God. It's amazing what the fear of man will do. I really believe the greatest thing that's holding back the church today is the fear of man. They really don't like you anyway. Why do you even care what they think about you? You don't think about it. Everybody's trying to get along with everybody. Jesus said, be careful when everybody talks good about you, because this is how they treat people that are not of me. That's how they treat false prophets. And we're trying to get, you know, I might lose a few likes on my Facebook.
You've just been listening to A Moment from the VFN Dream Center. Find out more. Join the dream at VFNDreamCenter.org. That's VFNDreamCenter.org.
Don't be deceived. Disciples make disciples. David Platt and Francis Chan tell us in the Multiply Movement. Listen up.
I think we dilute what it means to be a disciple from the beginning. And we want to give people an assurance. All right, you're saved. Mm-hmm. You said it. You raised your hand. All right, you're saved. Without really letting some time be there, not where they have to prove their salvation or earn their salvation, but letting some time be there to see, yeah, has there been a heart change? Like, is the Spirit of God in this person? I don't want to tell somebody, as a pastor or just as a brother or sister. I mean, I love a person enough to say, hey, we'll wait and see. George Whitefield, preacher, Great Awakenings, thousands and thousands of people at a time. He'd be asked after he preached to thousands of people, how many people were saved? And he said, we'll see 6 months or a year from now. And I mean, that's so different from today. We're like, oh, we had this many or this. And he's not saying, well, they got to earn their salvation in the next 6 months. It's, and let's wait and see. And as people have a heart change, then I think they'll genuinely, when they read commands in Scripture, they'll say, I want to obey these. How do I obey these? And there'll be a desire there as opposed to what we often find ourselves doing. And that's saying, well, do this, do this, do this. And people walk away like the rich young ruler that you talked about earlier. Okay, I feel bad. I mean, I'm not going to do that. And there's just not been a fundamental heart change that then leads to life change and new purpose, new mind, new dreams, new passions. That really feeds into a desire to make the gospel known.
I mean, it's like the multiply, it's the multiplymovement.com with Francis Chan and David Platt. This is so important. He said, go make disciples. If you don't have anybody in your life at this very moment that can disciple you, find somebody who will. Maybe vinefellowshipnetwork.org is for you. Or go to multiplymovement.com. He's called us to be disciples.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
I heard an interview yesterday with Missy Edwards talking about her new book, What's the Point? And she's talking about how she was diagnosed with cancer at 19 and then 6 years later came back. And she says, you know, the interviewer was asking her, says, that probably was horrible. She says, you know what? It was a gift. She said, because when you're facing eternity, you can die at any moment. You're asking God the question, have I fulfilled the purpose that you've called me to do by age 19? Have I done everything? Everything changes. And you know, why are we complacently living, vicariously living through other people? I'm talking about believers here. We have our own purpose and destiny in God. God knit you in your mother's womb because he has a purpose for your life to fulfill. It's to know him and to make him known.
And the author of Crazy Love,
Francis Chan,
says, and nobody makes a decision till they realize eternity's in the balance.
Mm.
And so what does the devil do? He deceives you in saying that eternity is not in the balance, so it doesn't matter what decision you make, and then you don't make a decision, and he deceived, and it did matter, because why would God even do it if eternity was in the balance? Eternity means this. He wants you to be with him forever. He loves you. He loves you. He has good plans in store for you, but you got to choose to be his. We've been sharing a prophetic word, and we're going to continue on from Rick Joyner, fresh from the Prophetic Journal. And understand that God is going to, there's going to be a new dawn coming. And he goes on to talks about, we talked about the difficulty and that it can, if we turn, then it won't happen. And we're God's going to have to raise up someone because there's nobody presently on the horizon. That's what he's saying that can do this. But God can do that in a moment, actually in a twinkling of an eye. But a new dawn is coming. Listen, the church is going to survive. The kingdom of God is going to survive.
That's right.
You may not be able to wear your American jacket. You know what I'm saying? It'll be made in something. But realize America is only 5% of the world's population, but probably 98% of its pride. You know, all these products we wear are made by other countries. We just don't want to go there. But understand this. If we humble ourselves and repent for our pride, then God will restore us because we're blessed. We're just a blessed land, and we can keep it. But the new dawn is coming. How does he go on to say in this prophetic word?
He said, the good news is that the kingdom is coming with or without America. It would be much easier for the whole world for America to remain as a fortress for freedom, such as it has been. But the kingdom of God will come regardless. We are told that the foundations of the Lord's throne are righteousness and justice. See Psalms 89:14. Righteousness is doing what is right in the sight of the Lord, not man. What is now politically correct is in direct conflict with God's word. In Galatians 1:10, the Apostle Paul said that if he were still trying to please men, he would not be a bondservant of Christ. The same is true for us. We must all determine whether we will live to please the Lord or men. We cannot do both. As the apostle also affirmed that we will all stand before the judgment seat of Christ to give an account, 2 Corinthians 5:10. And the truth is that we need to return to a healthy fear of the Lord. I mean, we need that in our lives. Let that be your prayer. We don't need more houses and things and stuff. We need the fear of the Lord.
Yes.
Because if you fear man, you're going to serve man. So John Bevere said, but if you fear God, you're going to serve God. And he's the only one that matters, right? He's the only one that counts. This is it. It's God.
The kingdom of God is not contingent upon the kingdom of America. Kingdom of America, has just been a blessing from God and a gift from God. And, if you don't appreciate the giver who gave the gift, then he says that I'll tell a nation to rise up, and I'll tell a nation who turns against me to take it down.
Yeah.
And he says, listen, you need to go. If you haven't yet gone to VFN TV, go to VFNTV.com and go to VFN TV on there and watch these prophetic teachings that have gone out. Realize what we're talking to you about, God has shown us in detail.
Mm-hmm.
One particular prophetic teaching that you would hear is a tale of two kings. A tale of two kings. Right now, the church is choosing, along with the Americans are choosing, is government. They're choosing Saul over Samuel. And you need to understand that that's actually not rejecting anybody but God when we do that.
Mm-hmm.
And another is America under God's judgment? And there's three phases of judgment. And right now we're in the last phase of that. But you need to hear that because it's the evidence. You need to hear the evidence. You need to know in your heart what's going on through God's word so you can lock in your faith and understand what does turn mean? Because quite often people say, I turned, but they didn't change a thing. Another is the Elijah storm. Understand that before the great and dreadful day of the Lord comes, I will send Elijah, the spirit of Elijah, and he'll turn the hearts of the fathers to the children of the fathers, or else I'll smite the earth with the curse. The Elijah storm. Listen, you're listening to somebody right now for 10 years prophesied the Malachi mandate so loud. And so intensely, because God was just compelling me, that it was heard all the way from the Gulf Coast all the way to Indore, India, and World Vision.
Mm.
A governor began to change his speech based on the word. It was radiating. People from other states began to say, isn't this the month for the Malachi mandate, basically?
Mm.
And but it says, or else I'll smite the earth with a curse. And nobody didn't turn. Mm. Didn't turn. And you got to hear these prophetic words in prudent preparation. I'm in these orders. I'm talking to you. Watch these. Watch or listen, whatever they are on VFN TV. Go to VFNTV.com and click. Your menu up there has VFN TV. We're not talking about the radio, VFN TV. And you can watch these teachings. And you need to be prepared. You need to know why you need to be prepared. But what God is speaking to me about, and we're first going to go to break in this moment, and we'll come right back. But what we're talking to you about, is it looks inevitable. Looks inevitable, but hold on. The kingdom of God will be sustained and things will be good. And there'll be a differentiation between those that are God's, possessive-wise, that we're loyal to God, and those who are not loyal to God. They're loyal to religion. You'll see a difference there. And God protects those that are his. Those that are his. We have been delivered almost nonstop since the beginning of the first hour, a prophetic word that just shaking us. It's just convergence. It's a convergence. Yeah.
So continuing with Rick Joyner, he's saying, as we came back from the break, between one third and one half of the teachings on righteousness in Scripture are devoted to economics. It was to the degree that America's aligned with the principles that we experienced economic prosperity. As we have departed from them, the shaking began and will continue until we either realign with them or collapse. While we were aligned, we were the greatest creditor nation in history. As soon as we turned from the basic principles of biblical righteousness, we went into debt, and we now have the biggest debt in the history of the world. The scriptures are true, and they are always true. The kingdom will come either way. I'm talking about the kingdom of God, and it will bring the whole world into alignment to what is right and works best for everyone. Justice must work with righteousness because it is not right if it does not treat everyone fairly, with everyone playing by the same rules. Our economic shaking began because we got out of alignment with what is right and just on both ends, at the top and at the bottom. This is what our founding fathers warned about. They fear both the tyranny of a king, the top, and the tyranny of the mob, the bottom, and set up firewalls to keep both of these in check. When these firewalls were torn down, the inevitable shaking began. Mm. The founders were not so brilliant in their architecture of the new government because they foresaw the modern economic system that has evolved, but because they knew basic human nature that is the same as today as it was in their times. The founders had remarkable insight into the sources of tyranny from the top or the bottom of society. They had been subjected to the oppression of King George and had witnessed the horrors of mob that fueled the French Revolution. The kingdom is coming because the King, Jesus, is going to come. He is both righteousness and just. As the scriptures affirm, he is not just going to restore righteousness and just government throughout the earth. He is going to restore the earth to the paradise it was originally created to be, so that even the lion will lay down with the lambs and the children will be able to play with cobras and no one will hurt anyone else. We have been given a hope that is greater than any other religion or philosophy ever conceived, and it is a sure hope that it will surely come to pass. When we begin to see the kingdom, it is very hard not to be bored with everything going on in the earth. Mm-hmm. However, we must get engaged to be faithful to our calling, to be salt and the light in this world, and to help prepare the way for the Lord and his coming kingdom. Nothing in the whole creation will ever be as interesting as the Creator. And nothing in this world will be as interesting as his kingdom, but we have a duty. He so cares about this world that he has declared that he is going to make his home on earth and dwell on earth and among men. Just thinking about this makes it hard to think about anything else. But we do have work to do to prepare for him. In Matthew 6, 31 through 34, the king gave us some important instructions. And he tells us not to be anxious. What shall we eat? Saying, what shall we eat or what shall we drink? Or with what shall we clothe ourselves? For all these things the Gentiles eagerly seek, for your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Therefore, do not be anxious for tomorrow will care for itself. Rick goes on to say that we must be resolved to seek the kingdom first. He promises that if we do this, everything else will be taken care of. Anxiety is a desperate enemy of those who are called to walk by faith and not by fear. Those who are building their lives in his kingdom have the peace of God with which the world cannot ever comprehend. Never lose your peace. After the election last year, terrible anxiety came upon many Christians. We must never let this happen again. The Prince of Peace will never leave us with anxiety, so anything we do out of anxiety will not be right. The only word I was given after the election was Psalm 37. It is a remarkable message about this. Read it and be comforted and resolve that you will never let anything steal your peace. And that's Rick Jordan right there.
And Morningstar, and a fresh prophetic word from his journal, and it's so important. And what comes to my mind is Revelation when he says, blessed is he who's not offended by his judgments.
Mm.
Don't get offended by, you know, Father having to do some stuff to get things right. Don't get offended. Realize you've already won, even though it may not look like it in the natural sense. Secondly, when you hear justice, that causes a church that's untaught to tremble because they haven't taught you about the cross. And so also that one of the prophetic teachings you need to hear is no one cries for justice. Listen, there's not going to be the justice that we need until we begin to cry out for it. But we're not going to cry out for it if we think the gavel from the judge is going to land on our head.
Mm.
But if we don't go to the cross rightly, it will. And so you need to hear that, because it'll put things into perspective, because Jesus, the judgment of for our sin. Now listen, not something that you said once. I mean, you got to deal with your sin now at the cross. If you carry that to the cross and you say, Lord, you're the Lord of my life, I'm going to follow you. You're mine. I want to know your ways. I'm going to be the ones that read the word and do what you say. And I'm going to pray to you. I'm going to abide with you. Then at that, you're forgiven.
Yeah.
You're forgiven. And the gavel, you can cry out for justice. And God will bring justice. But listen, even in that turmoil, many people will come to the cross and they too will be forgiven. God wants to forgive you today. You just need to come to him. You can go to meetmyfather.org and find out a couple of our stories to find out also about that.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
You need to know in whom you believe. You need to know God. It's not enough to know about him, to know of him. But you have to walk with Jesus. You have to have an intimate relationship, because we're entering a season that's going to be some of the worst of times, but at the same time is going to be some of the best of times. And you're going to need to know God. You're not going to be able to, as maybe you've heard said, play church, if you will, as if you could. You're going to need to know him. And so we want to encourage you now. This is the best day. Today is the day of salvation. And we want to encourage you that if you are a believer, begin an abiding relationship with the Lord. What is that? That's when you spend time with God, you read his word, and you allow his word to penetrate your heart. And when it does that, it transforms your life. You walk together with God. You walk united with him. We have a simple plan for you, and you can get it. It doesn't cost you a thing at iabide.org. Go there today. Go there today and sign up for this free plan, and it's kind of a roadmap to help you on a day-to-day basis begin to start setting, you know, that time with God as a priority. And as you do that, it's amazing what God will reveal to you, what he will show you. I mean, children are abiding, and God's saying some of the most amazing things to them, and they're writing it down. So you just don't want to miss it.
Here we are. Yes, VFN TV, the daily radio program, a network that God is building through your gifts. Amazing thing, because it can't be built by human hands. Things that God does cannot be built by human hands. So make sure that you join in and just offer up at VFNTV.com and sponsor and become an underwriter today. Listen, we are shining the light, keeping the conversation light on all who want to be in the light, who listen, our audience. That's right. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, a network that God is building through your love gift. Sponsor today, partner today, become an underwriter. Go to VFNTV.com and follow the prompts.
So, you know, that, Donna, she, you can buy gummy bear type vitamins now. And I thought, well, what's the big deal? But truly, now that I'm actually taking a multivitamin gummy bear, and I'm not a gummy bear person.
Wow.
I thought I'd actually take my vitamins, you know, take it.
So then I saw this gummy bear format.
It looks like a little mountain thing or something. I don't know what it is. It could be in it. I didn't have my glasses on. And so, so then I saw this commercial. It's like, they even have fiber, you know, it's for Pat, fiber in gummy bears, right? And I thought, a gummy bear, fiber? I mean, this is like the baby boom thing
cutting
going
edge,
on, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, Donna, get some of that. Oh my goodness, I'm already doing vitamins. I'll even take fiber.
Oh wow.
With something like that. And so when she got it, I was like, as a child protector top on top of gummy bears, you know, fiber. I thought, how ridiculous. You'd have a child protector top.
Those
on
regulations
top of
again.
I know. That's what I'm thinking. That's exactly what I'm thinking. So it said, take two of them. It said, take two of them. And this was my first day of being able to take them. And it just happened to be on a Sunday. And I thought, dude, these are so small and they taste so good. I think I'm going to take four.
Oh, no.
I'll take four gummy bears. They're gummy bears. They're gummy not bears. So I, you know, opened the child protector top and I put the four gummy bears and I just chewed them up, had a great time, put the child protector top back on. And then I went and spoke. And it was amazing how gummy bears can make a grown man almost cry. So I do want to say it does miraculously work. You're only supposed to take two.
Oh.
And I do understand why they have a child protector top on there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness. That was an amazing, amazing baby boomer moment.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's LIGHT, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
We want to encourage you for the fact, because in the word, if you heard, and there's always this, God loves you. God loves the people in this land and has a plan for your life, but you have to choose to move in that plan. And the plan is this, the plan is to bless you and to prosper you and to restore the years the locusts had devoured. But it requires the very first thing is that we repent. We acknowledge his lordship and he sends refreshing times of refreshing upon us, and it's called an awakening. In such a way, an awakening is not a revival. An awakening changes the DNA of a nation. This is going to require a spiritual reboot for the church, and we got to get back to the original intent of the church. And so this is not like go paint your building or something. This is actually deal with our hearts. But understand, if we'll that what's going to happen here, if we go after God, and it's God's love for us that empowers us, and our faith in his finished work on the cross that loses his spirit in a way to be able to empower us to make decisions we couldn't make outside of that. But listen, if you don't turn to him, it's going to be an impossible turn. So we're talking to you now about the Great Awakening. We have just a few moments left. What was started in Lakeland, Florida, and the adversary came in to begin to really attack it, that God has rebooted it and put a fresh wind of what he's going to do in South Africa, which totally confirms in the fact of saying, okay, God says, America, you didn't want it. You know, you weren't going to support it. You weren't going to pray. You weren't going to get down there and do the work it took to be able to do this. Then I'll move over in the 95% of the population. I'll go to South Africa. And of the 5 years to the day of
which
the lake.
Five means grace.
Yes, five means grace. Wow. And I want you to hear this word that's being read by Todd Bentley, who's Bob Jones has spoken over him, and who Rick Joyner, by the way, is one of his spiritual fathers. Listen up. He's reading this word from Bob Jones.
Now, in those meetings in Great Awakening South Africa, Todd, what's being restored is what was lost. What you lost in Lakeland, Florida, is what's now starting again. But this time, it'll never stop, and you will do what you were supposed to do and go where Lakeland was supposed to go that it never went. It is restoration. He said it is a day of acceptance and a day of favor. Not a day of rejection, but a day of acceptance and a day of favor. And I'm telling you, God is opening and redigging some wells of anointing. Not just old wells. He's redigging. He's opening some new wells of glory, some new wells of anointing. He said, but this anointing will just keep going. In South Africa, he said, it'll be an increase. I said, what are you feeling about what's happening right now? He said, it's increasing.
You think about it, that, and he goes on to say that America has a chance.
Yeah.
And the chance is we have to awaken. Awake, O sleeper, awake. I mean, this is one word that God had spoken to us. It's like, show me the glory. Yeah. Where's the glory, right?
Yeah.
Where's the glory? Being desperate and hungry. Tomorrow we're going to be talking about the currency of the kingdom is desperation and hunger. Listen, it ain't going to happen religiously. It's going to happen because you're hungry. And quite often that comes with turmoil and turbulence and loss of things, but ever how it has to come. Mm-hmm. Get hungry for God. Get desperate for God. Let's don't lose this thing. Let's turn to Him. Tell your neighbors. Begin to get them on VFN Radio and have been watching VFN TV. It's time. It's time to turn.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com. On your mobile applications, you can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless. It's time. Come on. It's time to follow God. It's time to read His word and do what it says. Listen, there's grace for that. There's mercy for that. I mean, walking with God, there's nothing more exciting than to be the church. Yes, the truth is, if the church doesn't grasp this revelation, we may lose our own country.
Right.
We may lose this freedom that God's given us. But lose it or not lose it. Listen, let me tell you something. The churches across the world, every form of government is in all those different nations and the nation that you're in. But listen, the kingdom of God continues on no matter what. It's time to read the word and do what it says. Do you know, that's what Vine Fellowship Network does. Mm-hmm. You know, we just believe what God says and we begin to do it. You know, Vine Fellowship Network is a network of abiding churches, you know, led by pastors and that maybe you have inside of you, the Lord's calling you to plant a church. You know, maybe in your city that you're called, you feel like the Lord's calling you to be able to plant a church. But guess what? That's not wrong to be able to advance the kingdom and share the gospel of Jesus Christ in your city, but you need to be connected, rightly related. You need to be have other brothers and sisters standing with you and to be trained, make disciples, teach them to obey all my teachings, Jesus said. You know, VFNU, we have everything available for you if we are for you. If God's calling you to relate to us, that's Vine Fellowship Network, or Vine Fellowship Network or VFNFamily.org, VFNFamily.org. Listen, that is not wrong what you're seeking to do, but you got to make sure it can't be just done any old way. You have to do it in a way that you're covered and rightly related, and you have people standing with you who understand that this is a God thing. This is what He wants, to go into all the world and preach the good news of the kingdom. And those who believe, baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teach them to obey all my commandments. Check it out, VFNFamily.org, VFNFamily.org.